Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, April 25th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat continued its run higher yesterday after early morning pressure failed to attract new selling and short covering returned. Corn and beans struggled throughout the day, with corn falling off towards the end of the close. July wheat is trading at its highest level in 3 months on the back of a continued short covering by managed money across the space. Some will argue that wheat lacks a fundamental story to drive the buying, which at first glance is true. However, with production concerns starting to develop across the Northern Hemisphere as we work into an important time for yield development, the issues that we're seeing may start to threaten overall potential. Southern Russia accounts for 31% of the country's winter wheat production and has been dealing with below normal rainfall and above normal temperatures for several weeks in a row. Experts in the area claim production potential is starting to fall off, warning that we could see a crop failure in the region if rain is not seen as we head into May, with forecasts calling for reduced rainfall and above normal temperatures over the next 2 weeks. It is possible we could start to hear about some more cuts to yield expectations. Looking at soybeans, we're watching the Brazilian basis values continue to firm across the country as demand there could be best described as quietly strong. Values traded to new highs for June shipment yesterday, trading $1.20 higher than the level seen at the end of January that allowed for Brazilian beans to work their way into the eastern coast of the U.S. According to AgriInvest, export pace is within shouting distance of the record pace seen a year ago, with solid crush demand underpinning domestic values as well. And the spread between the U.S. and Brazilian beans has shrunk to around 40 cents a bushel. Continued strength in Brazilian basis is likely, as the farmer still owns more than half of the crop and have sold much of what they absolutely needed to for space or cash flow reasons. Ethanol production was down again last week, marking a second week in a row that production was below the amount needed to meet USDA projections. Bird flu headlines continued to weigh heavily on old crop corn yesterday, as well as traders continuing to worry about the virus and what that will mean when it comes to feed demand. The USDA has announced lactating dairy cows must be tested before being moved into another state. If the test is positive, the cow must be moved to a quarantine for 30 days before she can be tested again. Movement can happen once a cow tests negative. Red meat and poultry in freezers last month plunged year over year, according to data from USDA. Total red meat stocks dropped 12% from March of 2023 to 919.4 million pounds. Last month's total was down 1% from February. Beef in storage fell 432.2 million pounds, down 10% year over year, and down 3% from the previous month. Pork inventories dropped 13% from the same month last year, but were up 1% from February, according to USDA. Chicken meat in storage in the U.S. dropped 12% year over year and about 2.5% month to month, according to the agency. The West-South Central region led decliners on an annual basis, dropping 25% to 197,643 pounds. The Pacific saw a 21% decline. South Atlantic supplies were down 2%, and inventories in the East-South Central region were up 1%, according to USDA. As for poultry, supplies fell 6% from March of 2023, but were up slightly month to month, according to the agency. And some news here on the cattle markets. Cattle traders reacted negatively to the further unfolding news over the news indicating that HPAI may be more widespread than reported, even though it has not been found in beef cattle. The news rattled the market yesterday. Hogs were under slight pressure as traders assessed the recent strength and underlying fundamentals. Box beef prices were lower, with choice down $1.66 and select down $2.34. In weather notes, red flag warnings have been issued for counties in the Southern Plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing, according to the National Weather Service. In southwestern Kansas, winds will be sustained from 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour expected. Relative humidity will fall to around 13%. Winds in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles will gust up to 55 miles per hour, according to the agency, and humidity will fall as low as 8% in some areas. Freeze warnings are in effect for parts of several states, including southern Wisconsin, much of Michigan and northern Indiana, and Ohio. Temperatures in southern Wisconsin and counties in northern Illinois were projected to fall to 26 degrees Fahrenheit overnight, according to the National Weather Service. Freeze warnings will remain in effect in the area until mid-morning. On the Chicago Board of Trade now, we have corn trading higher. The soybean contracts are trading lower. Soybean meal and soybean oil are also trading lower. Wheat contracts across all three boards are trading higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle feeders and lean hogs are all trading lower. We have the crude oil trading lower. Gold and silver are both trading a bit higher here today, and the Dow Jones on Wall Street trading lower. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, April 25th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.